שין חוף חס סיפי בייס שמחר להם בשב זה לחיות שיש בו סכון משתן שלא ילעס איסו הידי נהודי וקטן ונושם אלא וישראל גדוי לו בני דעס when we do have to מחר שבס you should דווקא pick adult male Jews tzadikim not push it off for ktanim and women and goyim because if we do that then we cause people to be misrashel not be excited about having mechal shabbos which is the biggest mitzvah of the situation says the Rambam v'yishoyim v'mer shalasa is b'loy dichoy v'loy icha shinoy o yisai de shinoy it's a type of malacha that you can do just as well with the shinoy as without and there's no time sensitive situation then you should do it with the shinoy now you have to be very careful with this halacha because if you have to do something that needs to be done properly, you do it with the shino, you may not do it properly. It's not about something that is mamish, absolutely no nafkamina one way or the other. You turn on a switch and you have an arrow to turn it on, and you do it with your elbow instead of with your hand, bakasha. The same thing applies for a goy. It's also, the times that we use a goy are very limited. If it's a sakonas nefashis, generally you use a Jew. But it's also some technical thing, turning on a switch, turning off a switch, which is not time sensitive. Then you could do it. But anything other than that, we do it any day at Jew. Mechain noegi av mokshi yishlochush, she's atzel and Yehudi, einlas is en Yehudi. We're concerned the guy will be lazy, will not do it properly, then we don't use him. That's why the Mishnah brings the Taz says this whole minig of using a guy, he's not excited about. Go upon him, that's the bottom line. If something that's not time sensitive and doesn't need any expertise, then you use a guy. Otherwise, you use a Jew.